And what a game yesterday for your Green Bay Packers, improving to 13-0 on the season in what looked like almost a preseason affair at one point. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, he joins us on the K-Lines. Brian, not a bad game yesterday.
Certainly not. If you're a Packers fan, it was over from the very beginning. The Packers score twice early, three times early, and put the Raiders away.
Yeah, it was a game where you knew it was going to be kind of a rout, I think, right away when the Packers had an interception on the Raiders' first drive, and then they score on like a 50-yard run from Ryan Grant, of all people, just to even have a rushing touchdown was kind of a shock, and you knew that this was going to be a little bit of a different game. Aaron Rodgers actually had his worst statistical game of the season. He still had a great game. Obviously, he didn't play the whole game. Packers resting a lot of guys, and they were without Greg Jennings towards the end there, too. He got a little bruised up. What do we know about Greg Jennings?
We don't know anything firm, at least coming from the Packers. They said he sprained his knee, I believe, but they're going to give an update probably later today. Mike McCarthy has a press conference at 3 p.m. We'll know more then. I've seen it speculated that he has torn an MCL in his knee, and if so, that's the kind of injury which you're out 2 to 6 weeks and you don't even really have surgery for. So it's very possible that the Packers could rest Greg Jennings till the playoffs start, which would be a month from now, if he does have that type of injury.
Yeah, it was an interesting play. He got tackled a little bit. He seemed to be in pain when he went down. He really didn't get tackled too hard or anything, just kind of one of those things where football, you know, you're reminded that it's a tough game and injuries do happen. I was just thankful that in McCarthy's press conference, he didn't say the words, "It's a significant injury." You normally, when he says that, you're out for a while. So Jennings will hope to see him in the playoffs. Do you think with the injury now to Jennings that McCarthy might rein in some guys a little bit and maybe 16-0 not as important as it might have been maybe a week ago?
That's the million-dollar question. I don't think the Packers certainly will sit anybody on purpose healthy this week as they travel to the Chiefs on Sunday, because they still haven't clinched home field advantage throughout the playoffs yet. And it's very possible by the end of next week they could have that clinched, and the final two games are meaningless as far as, you know, trying to accomplish anything that has an impact on the playoffs. Everybody's going to want the Packers to go 16-0, though. I can only go back to 2007 when the Packers, they clinched a first-round bye. This was Brett Favre's last season with the Packers. They sat Favre the last game of the regular season. They sat Donald Driver, healthy scratches. Whether they'll do that again, they didn't have an undefeated record on the line at the time, so we'll see as the season continues to play out.
Right, the Packers at 13-0 still haven't clinched the home field, like you said. They do have a first-round bye, which I think a lot of us expected to happen as early as the first week in November. But the Packers at 13-0 looking to clinch home field this Sunday, and we're talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Now, you're right, standing-wise, playoff-wise, seeding-wise, the games won't matter. I think, though, everything I've read about this team, even when they were 7-0, 8-0, and the undefeated talk started to creep in a little bit, this seems like a team that's not going to settle for settling. They seem like they want to keep that pedal to the metal the whole time, and I don't know if the Jennings injury is going to change that. I'm worried that if they start to rest some guys and pull things back a little bit, maybe that will affect them in the playoffs. Am I wrong in that assessment, or am I just doing my weekly thing with you where I'm the negative one between us?
It's a concern, but you know, we don't know the Packers are going to take that approach. I suppose if they do, that's a concern, but you know, who knows? Maybe they rest Aaron Rodgers and they come out fighting anyway and still keep the pedal to the metal. I mean, we've kind of learned that the backups players on the Packers are pretty good, too. The second string is as good as a lot of teams' first string. So it could be a situation where maybe Aaron Rodgers plays in the first half and they take guys out the second half to keep them from being injured, things along those lines. So there's a lot of different ways the Packers could approach this.
Really a lot to talk about coming out of this one with all that's at stake for Green Bay with the injury to Jennings. I guess we could have spent our 5-6 minutes talking about Matt Flynn's performance, but it was just good to see him in there. We do want to mention before we let you go, Brian, and you guys can always catch the podcast of our interviews all season long up on CheeseheadTV.com. But, you know, I think this was a game where after what happened in New York, defensively, the Packers needed to come out and make a statement, and boy, did they do that, Brian.
Yes, the turnovers, as they've done all year long, have just been astounding. The Packers are number one in the NFL in interceptions, and it's not even close. Like, the next closest team has 9 fewer interceptions than the Packers this season. So
wow.
Charles Woodson, the former Raider, gets into the act yesterday. Sam Shields, the two young inside linebackers, Francois and Smith, nice to see that coming from those guys who don't normally get a lot of playing time. So it was amazing how they shut down the Raiders and did so with a lot of turnovers.
Well, it'll be definitely interesting to see what happens from here on out. And again, this Sunday's game against the Chiefs, a noon game. Coverage starts right here on Sunday at 10, the kickoff at noon. Of course, Amon Green's going to be in Fond du Lac that weekend for the Amon Green tailgate. So we'll have some tickets to give away throughout the week. You can find out more info on that at K107.com. Brian, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again this time on Friday.
Sounds good. Thank you.